Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Andy Collinsworth from Sonoma State University. I'm really pleased to be able to hear your performance this evening at the CMEA Band Festival, an orchestra festival, excuse me, at Cal State East Bay. You look great up on stage. I heard some of your warm-up, and it sounded really fantastic. Looking forward to hearing your performance of Summer Dance. Okay, very nice. Quibbling hairs with that interpretation. I'd like to maybe hear that opening four bars. It's marked Allegro con spirito. Maybe just a little bit more crisper, distinct articulation. A little more separation. Maybe a little lift. This is nice. Good contrast of dynamics. I like this restatement here at measure 13. It's a little fuller sounding. Okay, nice change there. Really impressed with the quality so far of the sound. Blend and balance is really nice. I'm hearing all five parts equally. Okay, very nice. It's a unity of sound, too, that I'm really impressed with, especially with the young group. Sounds like we have a good concept of, a unified concept, too, of style. Yeah, I'd like to maybe hear just a little bit fuller sound here at the Grandioso. Make sure we're using full length of bow to get the maximum amount of sound out of the instruments. Now we can maybe hear a little bit more crisp distinction again in the this spirito style. This harkens back to the beginning. Maybe a little more prominence from the cello section too. Good release. Okay. Let that sound resonate all the way to the end. Very nice. Okay, so what you're doing is very, very nice, very musical. I think just making a little bit more distinction, stylistic distinction would be appropriate for this. Group has a good pitch center. F sharp and C sharp tend to be trouble areas for a lot of young string players, but I'm not sensing that bad intonation on those pitches there. You have good placement of hands. It looks like we got good fundamental hand position and bowings. Okay, here we go, the prelude to an old tale. This is really nice here. What a beautiful, transparent sound. Yeah, let's make sure that all of us are using vibrato. I notice a lot of our first players are moving that left hand. Everybody start to be concerned now. I know we're first, second year players, but let's be thinking along those lines of developing vibrato. Yeah, I really like you playing with a nice sensitivity. Let's just make sure that everybody, in all sections is committed to increasing bow speed. So we're adding to the generated energy on crescendos. Excuse me. Very nice. Okay, good release and really nice sense of a pacing there. Measure 20. That's it. Second violins. You really have to kind of rule the day there with the violas. I think overall you're doing a really nice job with balancing to the inner voices. We could quibble a little bit more of the inner voices, but I think overall you've got a really good sense of attention to detail. Oh, that's nice. Very nice. Maybe just take a little bit more, linger a little longer at the end of measure 36 there. Good for you, basses. I really like your sound back there. Think about, too, whenever you pizzicato, that you resonate the string with the left hand. Obviously, for notes where the fingers are placed down. And get vibrato. It's okay. A couple of you look like you're doing that. That's a really beautiful song. I mean, that's the first time I've heard this. What a terrific arrangement. That is really musical. Really impressed with I hate to use this word, but the attacks or the start of sound and how you exit sound, the releases, I think are really musical. It's really great to be able to hear a group who's so well-trained. Your teacher is one of our most respected teachers in the Bay Area. Doing a great job with you. Okay, here's the Fantasia. Good. I liked the length of your fermata. Good. Yeah, just keep it right in the groove. Okay, really nice. This has a really nice feeling, a good style. Good, and good bowings. I like the hooked bowings that you're using. Good shape. guys. Maybe just a little bit more. There's that cello and viola lines are sort of interconnected. Ba ba di ba ya. Maybe just a little more growth on that. Yeah, dig in on these marcatos a little bit more. Yeah, I'd like to hear maybe just a little bit more, like I use that phrase, dig in, a little bit more emphasis with the bow, a little more weight at the beginning as you change direction of the bow, so we get a little crisper and more distinct articulation, looking specifically at measures like measure 48. Here it says cantabile. We could maybe play this a little bit more singingly and connectedly. Be a little more free with the dynamic shape here, cellos. The beginnings of phrases have to have a little bit more direction dynamically so that we don't sound monodynamic, yet notes are leading from one measure to the next. And same thing here, violas. You guys could be a little bit more schmaltzy romantic with your dynamics, so to speak. Especially the quarter note at the ends of these melodic fragments here. Make that quarter note belong dynamically to the next measure. Etc. Okay. I'm really impressed with the overall rhythmic feel and the very almost light and effortless conducting style. It's really appropriate. Good. Okay, make sure that we maintain absolute precision on these spiccato eighth notes there. Easier said than done. What you did was really nice. It was just a little bit of a waver in the rhythmic accuracy. So we all line up on beat one, don't we? That's just really critical. Just make sure that we're listening and matching absolute precision. Good. Okay, good adjustment. Violins getting out of the way so that we hear the lower voices. Bravo. That's a really musical performance, you guys. You're doing so many things well. I thought your sensitivity... dynamically allowing musical lines, melodic lines, and moving lines to come through was really first rate. The overall pitch center of the group, I think, is really just is terrific for a middle school group. The overall blend and balance is just a really beautiful sound. There's really depth to your sound when you needed it. There was that one spot in one of the pieces where you just had this absolute, just transparent, your second piece. Just absolute transparent, really quality. It was super effective. You looked professional up on stage, professional appearance. Your choice of literature, I thought, was first rate. Bravo to you guys. Bravo to your teacher. You have a real gem, Mr. Conway, there. Thanks for performing tonight, and I wish you all the best of luck for the rest of the school year.